afternoon. My name is LaShonda, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the Measuring Up How to Track Your and Evaluate Local Sustainability Projects. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. If you should need assistance during the call, please press star and then zero, and an operator will come back online to assist you. Thank you. Ms. Victoria Ludwig, you may begin your conference.
Thanks, LaShonda. Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. I'm Victoria Ludwig with EPA's Local Climate and Energy Program, and we are very pleased to be presenting this webcast today on a topic that is very important to practitioners implementing climate change projects. We have a great lineup of speakers, and in this webinar, you will learn about federal resources that can help you measure, track, and report progress. And we also have a case study of an on-the-ground project that has measured the benefits of energy efficiency program. So between the resources and the case study, you'll leave with some practical tips and advice and tools that you can use to help you track your own projects. Because we all know that tracking and analyzing results of programs is really important, not only for securing funding and support, but also to track your success and help to identify areas of improvement and make decisions about going forward in the future with this your project and other projects. I'm going to start by giving you some logistics about how to work the controls. I'm going to have Lauren Peterson of ICF, who's supporting us on this webcast. She'll explain some of the ways to participate today.
Great. Thank you, Victoria. On here, you have the GoToMeeting control panel and just a few things to cover. The orange arrow you see here will help open and close your control panel. You're going to be on mute as this is recorded. So the way to communicate with us is to type your questions into this box and then click send once your question's entered. If you could please indicate the presenter that the question is directed to in your question, that will help us organize during the question and answer session. The question and answer session will be at the end of the webcast, so we'll be asking the questions then. Audio is available only by telephone, and this is the conference number and the conference ID. If you experience any technical difficulties, you can contact me at lauren.peterson@icfi.com. Back to you, Victoria.
Thanks. Pulling up the agenda, just to reiterate, the first two presentations are going to talk about the federal programs and resources that I mentioned that can support you in measuring and evaluating your progress. And the last presentation will be a presentation on the case study happening in Washington State. As Lauren said, at the end we'll do a Q&A session, but just as a reminder, you can type in your questions anytime during the webcast. And also, we will pop up a evaluation form that we would kindly ask you to fill out to give us your feedback. I'm going to start by explaining the program, the umbrella under which we are doing this webinar. This is part of a series that we offer under EPA's State and Local Climate and Energy Program. This program provides technical assistance, analytical tools, and outreach support to states, local governments, and tribal governments, specifically to help these entities implement climate change and clean energy projects and sustainability projects. We help them to identify projects that are cost-effective and that can be successful. So we try to do it by promoting the co-benefits of these projects so that practitioners can kill two birds with one stone, measuring environmental, economic, and other benefits. We promote the fostering of interagency collaborations to help the success of the programs that the states and locals are implementing. And most importantly, we help them make the case for action, which is often a challenge. We do this by developing analytical tools, promoting best practices, and helping to foster exchanges and networking. We have a wealth of resources on our website, epa.gov/state-local-climate. We hope you bookmark it. Following on, more specifically, within the State and Local Climate and Energy Program, there is a program that focuses on helping local governments. This program, similar to the overall program, promotes peer exchange, opportunities, and helps with planning, policy, technical, and analytical information to advance local government's climate change mitigation, adaptation, and clean energy goals. Under the local program, we also have a small effort to promote the reduction of the heat island effect as well. A showcase project of the Climate Local Program is the Climate Showcase Communities Program, which was a grant opportunity to promote within 50 communities, local governments and tribes, the implementation of cost-effective and replicable greenhouse gas reduction projects. These 50 cities and tribes throughout the country are implementing successful climate change mitigation programs in many areas, including energy efficiency, waste management, transportation, smart growth. These are there's information on all of these programs on our website, and they're more than willing to talk to people to share their experience, so we encourage you to read up on that. In addition to the Climate Showcase Communities Program, we have a wealth of guidance and tools. The website that we're operating is under construction. It will be new and improved to help you navigate more. On the website, you can find the Local Government Climate and Energy Strategy Series, which is a series of guides that focuses on different sectors within the climate change realm to help you understand the topic and design programs within those sectors. We also have a newsletter, and we have the ability to help local governments get access to other federal programs. Speaking of which, we have one on the line today, the Office of Sustainable Communities within EPA. And we have peer exchanges, which is what this webcast is designed to do, to allow you to come together and learn about a topic and ask questions of EPA. So that's an overview of the umbrella under which we're doing the webcast. We hope you visit our website. If you have any questions, you can contact me. I'm one of the folks in the local program. I also manage the Heat Island Reduction Program. Thank you for joining us. We are going to start with our poll question. We have a series of poll questions just to get your feedback and make it more active. Lauren is going to ask the first poll question.
Great. Thank you, Victoria. So the first poll question is, what is your level of experience with monitoring and evaluation, M&E? Have developed an M&E plan, have formed an M&E team, am in the process of developing an M&E plan or team, considered it, not taken action due to lack of resources, or lastly, considered it, not taken action due to lack of information. If you could please select your answer. All right, and I'm going to launch the poll results.
Great. Thanks for submitting your response. This is interesting, but kind of not surprising. The majority of folks have considered it but not taken action due to lack of information. Well, we really hope the webinar does that today for you, helps you understand more and gain more knowledge. And congrats to the 12% that have developed an M&E plan. Five have done a team, 29 are in the process of developing a plan or a team, and 23 have considered it but not taken action due to lack of resources. I think you're all going to learn a lot to help you move forward with the various places that you're in. Thanks for that.